and welcome to another 10-minute episode of May Contain. I'm Soaps.
And I'm Gander.
And this episode is brought to you by Mr. A-Gamer. Thank you for the sponsorship.
Yeah, you're a champion. Well, we're talking about gaming.
Yeah, that's this 10-minute episode, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're talking about beta, sort of. We're talking about pre-gaming.
That's anyway. It, the beginning.
Hmm.
Mm. So, we're going to be talking about anything from alpha to beta testing, which is a big thing at the moment. Even early access games.
You love it.
To an extent.
Okay.
Right? Okay. AAA games seem to be able to get it right. Right? As much as I did do an episode that was literally along the lines of, I prefer my indie games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to alpha beta testing, I like to feel that AAA games can do it a little bit better.
No? I am... Well, actually, to be honest, alpha and beta testing, I'll explain a little bit later.
Mm.
I have pushed it to the side now. I do not do it.
Do not do it.
Yeah. I've tried, and I'll explain why I hate it, because there's reasons, but I want to hear your story.
All right. Well, me, on the other hand, love it. It's almost like getting a demo disc, right? Back in the day of like...
I remember them. Yeah. I totally forgot about them till that very moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you used to be able to buy a friggin' PlayStation magazine or Xbox magazine.
Yeah.
You got your demo disc, you slam it into the tray, and you got 15 minutes a game or whatever it is. That's what beta testing feels like now.
Yeah.
And that's the way I feel it should be, because I get to demo the game. And it was things like that that I'm like, yeah, great, cool. I got to do the Battlefront beta.
You did it for Battlefront?
I did it for Battlefront.
Yeah.
Which was great, because it completely put me off the game.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So I'm like, great, your game's rubbish. Moving on.
You didn't buy it? Yeah, cool.
Right? I have the game, but I didn't buy the game.
Destiny?
So, didn't do Destiny? Didn't do beta for Destiny and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I recently just did, and it's probably finished now with this episode going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just finished doing the second round of The Division.
Oh, okay, yeah, because they did a closed beta about a week ago.
Yeah, and I was part of that one.
And now this is the open beta, so anyone can join.
Yeah, so by the time this episode's up, that's probably now finished, so if you're part of it,
bye.
Great.
Yeah.
But, I had my ums and ahs about The Division. It's been so long in development, and I'm sort of like, all right, well, you know, here's my opportunity to try it out and see what it's like. Do you know what? It's won me over. It really has. It's a really great cover shooter.
So the game, by playing the beta, you will now purchase this game.
Exactly. I think that's great. I think that's why more developers need to put them out there. And not just closed betas. Yeah, do your open betas. There's a game that recently just came out last week.
Yeah.
I forget the name, because it probably was a while. Okay. I wasn't a part of
Plants vs Zombies 2 or something.
It was one recently, anyway. Like, what happened was they did their alpha beta test or whatever it was. Cool, great. The game works great. Everyone bought the game, and then their servers crashed.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes.
And the classic one for this as well is, like, everyone knows this one is when SimCity came out.
Yeah.
They released SimCity, and no one could play it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the game first came out, I'm like, this is why I reckon we need the beta testing, right? And it needs to be open beta testing to get everyone in there.
Beta testing almost, it lives or dies to the hype.
Yeah.
So Watch Dogs, for example, the hype for that game was massive.
Yeah.
When it came out, everyone went out and bought it and then went, it's actually not that good.
Yeah.
If they had done an open beta, how many people would not have bought that game?
But I think that's, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But I believe it's a fair assumption to give people that opportunity before it comes out. Like, otherwise you're literally just robbing people of a really crappy game.
Yeah.
And this is what early access is all about. You have games that come out on Steam, and Xbox have done a little bit now as well. Yeah. They're dabbling.
Well, EA has done it.
Yeah.
Like, with their little thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and they release an early access game, and I've been pulled into this.
Yeah.
I jumped on the bandwagon, and I'm like, this sounds like a really good game.
Yeah. I must get on this.
Yeah. Jumped on it, right? And they just go, we're not making it anymore. I'm like, do I get a refund?
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh, so you don't. You get nothing.
Nothing. I've got this not even a half-made game, right? I've got this absolute
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I won't say what it is, but it was this one game that came out that I was really, really hyped for.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna be really cool. It was like pretty much like DayZ. It was like one of those type of games.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was gonna be a self-generating world, and it was gonna be massive. And then as they went through development. They started going, okay, we're not going to do the self-generating world now.
Cutting it back.
And then to eventually, we're not making the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I backed you guys.
Yeah.
And now I'm not even getting the product that I paid for.
You mentioned to me a certain Kickstarter group, SimAnt, which we haven't talked about, and it just reminds me of that, and I don't think we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Was that they weren't a beta. That was just a Kickstarter project.
Yeah.
And do you want to explain what happened? Because happened, you know more than me.
Well, what happened was, Simant was out of development. They did their Kickstarter.
Loved the original. So, back in the, I'm talking Commodore 64 days.
Yeah.
Like, Amiga, yeah, loved it.
So they're like, cool, bring it back to its roots. Yeah. No pun intended, because you're an ant. So they got the funding, so many thousands of dollars that they needed or whatever.
Yeah,
and then the development team literally went and blew it on strippers and cocaine and drinks and stuff like that.
Simant!
I'm like, what a game! And one of the developers had to then come forward, who wasn't really a part of the rest of the team that happened. He goes, the game's not coming out now.
It's done. That's it. It's over.
But I believe what was happening with that one, because the game got absolutely nowhere, he was organizing refunds for everyone that did purchase the game.
Okay.
So, you know,
but still frustrating.
Yeah, that you back this game that doesn't come out.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, I'm funny about early access, but it's different for beta testing. Because at least beta testing, you're the putting game... no money forward.
Yeah. And it's the end stages before release.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right snippet month or so.
It's that demo disc that we don't get anymore. Yes. You don't get to demo games anymore.
No.
It's sort of like, you live by the hype and that's it.
Yeah.
But you, on the other hand, you hate them.
Destiny killed alpha and betas for me. And I love Destiny the game.
Yeah.
I just don't like betas. And the reason being is I played the alpha.
Yeah.
It was polished. I'm talking probably one of the most polished alphas I've ever played.
Yeah, right.
It looked good. It ran well. You played everything. And then anyway, the beta came out, 3 weeks later or something like that.
Mm.
And everything up to that point was wiped. You had to start again. I'm assuming that's similar with the Division.
Yeah, they start you again.
So they start you again.
Every beta's like that.
So anyway, I was like, okay, cool. That's right. I'll see how much they've changed. Went through the beta this time.
Yeah.
It felt like playing the alpha. Like, because it was a fairly polished game, I didn't notice much difference.
Mm.
And I'm talking, you smash it as much as you can in the time, because it's a time period. You've got a week or something like that, or 2-3 days to play that beta. So you're on there. People take days off work to play betas.
Literally, us filming this right now, the Division beta is actually still running right now.
Yes.
And all I'm wanting to do, I'm like, I just want to play it.
Want to go home. Yeah, exactly. So you smash it as much as you can, and then you have to redo that for the beta. And then obviously, then that ends and that all gets wiped.
Yeah.
And then the game comes out. And by the time Destiny, the actual final product, came, I went, I can't be fucked playing that first 3 hours again. Because it's too much time to do it. And that's why, personally, when The Division came out, I said, no, I pushed it to one side. I'll buy the game, it looks awesome, but I don't want to replay and replay and replay and replay and replay.
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But I don't agree.
Yeah,
right?
That's cool.
I don't even think that's fair, right? I don't think that's fair that you get to say, all right, I've been given this free trial of a game and then not want to play it again. Like, it's almost like in the terms and conditions, you say that you want to test it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You go in there willingly knowing that you will have to play this again.
No.
Yes.
No.
All betas wipe.
No, no. But, for example, if they did something smart and did it like a Halo beta, like I'm talking about that, they just did the multiplayer. Now, you can play that as many times as you want, and it's fun. The Destiny was literally... Because you can play Destiny kind of single player, even though it's a multiplayer universe.
Same as Division.
Yeah, yeah. And you are doing the exact same quest over and over again. It wasn't a new section. It wasn't. It was just that original bit again.
Yeah.
And that's what got my nerve. If they did something different and then went back to that, I would have been fine.
I think it's the way you need to approach a beta, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you directly. I'm just saying people in general that also have the same problem.
Yeah.
When I went in playing The Division...
Yeah.
They give you one mission, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I get a taste of like what the AI is like and whatever.
Yeah.
The rest of the time you spend running around the city and just getting the atmosphere of how this game feels.
Yeah.
The mechanics of like the character you're playing.
Yeah, yeah.
The stuff that you find. Like, wow, I understand how this works.
This is brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I really love the concept. I love the way they've gone about this. It's not what they promised from the start, but hell, it's still a great game.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I need more betas to be won over. But in saying that, betas can go both ways.
Yeah.
Battlefront came out.
Like, you hate it.
I'm like, great, your game's rubbish. Moving on. Like,
But that was fundamental flaws of the game that you did not like. It wasn't that it was replayability or anything like that. It was just you did not like where they went with Battlefront.
Simple as that. And there's, I just got a couple of alpha keys as well.
Yeah.
Right? For a game called Smite, which is coming out on the PS4.
Okay.
Right?
It's been out on Xbox One a while now.
Yeah. Which is finally coming to the PS4. Yep. So I'm going to do some trialing for that.
It was good. I played the beta of that.
Yeah.
Thinking of it. It was the open test and Microsoft gave me the code and I jumped on and had a couple of goes and then the game came out and I didn't play it.
Yeah, that's it. So
once again, beta's ruined it for me.
But yeah, I've got a couple of alpha keys for Smite, so if anyone watching out there wants a couple of alpha keys for the PS4,
yeah,
I'll be happy to get a couple of keys for Smite.
Yeah, so what do you want them to do? Just email us? Or,
just first in, best dressed.
Yeah, awesome. So, guys, do it. We'll put our email right at the bottom of the screen here, just in the comments. So jump on there, do that.
Yeah.
And I guess that sums it up for this 10-minute mini episode, guys, testing.
This is only the beta episode.
Oh!
So...
And go back and rewatch just like you would with the beta.
Yeah, and then we'll try it again, and then we'll record this again if we have to.
Yeah, so excellent, guys. And please go ahead and check out Mr. A-Game. Very, very great sponsorship. We appreciate your hard work, and we love your YouTube channels.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries, guys. Will you take it easy? I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And we'll see you next time on Make and Tane.
See you, guys.